Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and today we're in part 43 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program number 145, and if you'd like a copy of it, we'll tell you at the end of the program how to have a free tape or CD of this program. We have several letters and also a testimony from one of the sisters here regarding her mother, who is and according to this dream that she had, is in very bad trouble with the Lord. And from the reports that we're receiving on her mother and her stepdad. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise your holy name. Open the windows of heaven. Lord, anoint me outwardly and anoint the sister outwardly so that she can tell it like it is. Lord, so many people say that I'm the most controversial preacher on the face of this earth, and that I'm the one that Satan would like to kill more than anyone else. And we know that if you be with us, who could be against us? Hey, praise the Lord. Lord, anoint the most controversial preacher in the world this evening. Speak right through my mouth and speak through the mouth of this sister, Lord, and anoint even the letters that we're going to be reading, that the souls can be saved, and also the church be strengthened in Jesus' name, we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, before we get started with reading the letters, there's something that happened. I was mentioning yesterday on the tape how that this one girl at the church had to be put out because she was fornicating. And another whole family had to be put out because he was married and he was fornicating with this single girl. And this married man also has several children. Around five, and they were put out of the church. And the young girl that was fornicating, the mother had to be put out, and her sister is sitting right here this evening with me. And since then, the mother and the stepfather have come against the church, and they are joining a bunch of backsliders against the church. And I never thought anything about it. There's not much to think about. I just trust the Lord. I live in the Spirit, and I am going to tell you that this sister that's here tonight told me several months ago that she had this horrible dream, and it was the most horrible dream that she's ever had before, because when she received it, she woke up sobbing harder than she's ever sobbed in her life, she said. And it had to do with her mother, because she had a dream that her mother had died. It was at a graveyard, and she saw her plaque there. And the thing that troubled her the most was that her mother, she knew that her mother's soul was in hell. And so the mother has an extremely bad heart. And if I were her, and she also has other troubles. What are some of the other troubles she has? I think diabetes
and thyroid.
And thyroid problems. So go ahead and tell about this dream and what you told me. I tried to get you to call her,
yes,
to tell her about the dream, to warn her, but every time you called,
yes,
you couldn't get a hold of her.
Right.
And so now all of a sudden she crops up in the Fort Smith area, and she's joined up with a bunch of backsliders. And she actually is now persecuting your sister, her daughter, because of the fact that she's saying that she's standing up for the church and telling the truth of some of the things that are happening. Okay, so go ahead.
In my dream, I saw my mom's, like, her grave, and there were many friends around, and I was crying in my dream because my mother had died. And there are several people who are trying to console me, saying, you know, your mother was a very good person, you know, and you know she's in heaven, you know, we all will love and miss her. And I was crying so hard, and in my heart I knew that she was in hell, that she did not go to heaven. And it wasn't so much that she had died, but it was that she went to hell. And everyone kept saying, no, she was a good person. I just knew she went to hell. And I woke up and I was sobbing, and I couldn't believe how, you know, how much tears were coming out. And I wiped my tears and I tried to forget about it. And I fell back to sleep, and I had the same dream, and it happened like throughout the entire night. And I woke up and I told Pastor Tony about the dream, and I tried calling my mom to tell her about it, to warn her. And I did not know that she was coming against the church at the time. And I thought she was, you know, favorable and a good person, like everyone said in my dream. And now I'm finding out that she, you know, she has turned. And
right, that your dream came to pass.
Yes.
That there's definitely reason for God to let her soul go to hell.
Yes, sir. And that was months ago that I had that dream. And
so what is your mother and your stepdad doing now? I mean, that makes you feel that way.
They're coming against the church, and they're beating my sister because she does not want to come against the church. And they know that this church is of the Lord, and the devil has just taken over, and they're going to hell. And
they should feel very sad.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
And very frightened too. You know, when people slip away from the Lord in these days, Satan takes you right over and uses you in a great and mighty way for Satan's purpose. And his purpose is to destroy anyone that he possibly can. And especially he wants to use the ones that have backslidden from the Lord to come against the church. This is part of the, this is definitely, they become part of the great falling away that the Bible talks about in 2 Thessalonians. The Bible states that Satan would enter into the temple of God, and that he would say that he is God. Well, the temple of God is not some man-made temple in Israel, or there's no man-made temple of God. The temple of God is those of us that are born of the Spirit. And when we allow Satan to enter into us, then we have allowed Satan to enter us. And when he has, he takes seven devils worse than the one that was cast out of us in the first place. And we become seven times worse than we were before we were saved, before the first devil was cast out of us. And so it's impossible to be restored to salvation again. There remains no more forgiveness for a person like that. And so the stronger the church is, the harder Satan hits it. And the entire world government, the actual entire One World Council of Churches, which is headed by the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, or cult, controls the government and the news media. And all of those are against the most powerful works of Christ on earth. And naturally, a lot of people that are not strong in the Lord, that are sitting in these churches of the Lord, they get rattled because they don't stay a hold of the Lord. They get really rattled. And it causes them, they don't have the power of God in them. They're like the five foolish virgins who didn't have any oil on their lamps, and Satan just forces his way into them and brings seven more demons with him, and then it's impossible for them to have any understanding. There's no rhyme or reason for why they're doing what they're doing. They say they're just trying to help people that are in the church. Some of them didn't want to be put out. Your mother did not want to be put out of the church, but because she knew that because your sister had committed fornication with a married man in the church, that she was going to have to go. So she did, and now and your stepdad was put out because he was lying. He blew up one of our vehicles, and then he stated that it was somebody else that did it. And then there were a lot of witnesses that came forward and said, no, it was him. That he said, I've never driven that vehicle. And they said, I went and found out, I guess he thought that I wouldn't search it out, but I did. And a lot of them came forward and said, he drove it off and on all the time. And so I said, look, I have to leave. You have to leave the church. So that just left your mother and your sister here, right?
Right.
And then when she wound up, your sister wound up fornicating with this young man, well, then she had to go. And then the mother went with her and reunited with your stepdad out there. And I just said to your mother, if you can find any place for her, to where she, you know, a relative or something, you can come back. But Satan just, apparently, to what the people are telling us in Fort Smith, Arkansas, is that she's gone. She's turned on the church. I pray that that isn't so. But one thing for sure, she's got a very bad heart. She's passed out on many occasions in our church, and we had the ambulance come and take her. I told her because of her diabetes that she had to work out, and I bought her, sent her to the doctors and got diabetes pills and prayed for her, but she still wouldn't stop eating the bad stuff. And so she'd keep passing out. And then what was the other thing wrong with her?
Her thyroid was so bad it was also affecting her heart.
Yeah, so she's got one foot in the grave and the other one in the funeral home.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And like if the Lord showed you in a dream twice that she went, it's going to hell.
Several times.
Several times?
Yes.
How many times?
I kept waking up and I'd fall back to sleep and have the same dream over and over at least three times.
Okay, well that's from the Lord.
Amen.
That was definitely from the Lord. Okay, well thank you very much. All right, now you've got some letters?
Yes.
All right, where are they from? Where's the first one from?
From Uganda, Africa.
Okay.
Praise God, Pastor Lamo. I would like to thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart for the literature you sent us. We really are happy. Everybody who got a copy says it has good testimonies and encouragement. Some of our colleagues now are getting saved after reading them. You know, here in Uganda, people love the Word of God, but what causes us the most problem is we don't have enough resources like your literature that you send us so we can share. Pastor, please thank your team for me and also pray for us. Thank you and thank you once again. May God guide and bless you always. Robert from Kampala, Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
Next letter's from Milan, New Mexico. Brother Tony Alamo. Hello, brother in Christ. The reason I'm writing is because I would like to receive your literature because it is a big blessing. I am the director of a group who fasts and prays and takes part in Bible studies, and your literature really helps us to coordinate the different subjects. And if I can obtain literature from you, it will help me to grow in spiritual knowledge. Also, I would like to know if you can send me a study Bible, which I need for the same purpose.
Well, we don't provide study Bibles because every one of them that I know of is preaching one damnable doctrine after the other, satanic doctrines. Some of the things they say are good, but some of the things are actually, there's enough in there to throw people's souls. It talks about you can be saved and still sin and get into heaven. That's a lie. And that the Lord loves you unconditionally when everything is a condition with the Lord. Everything is conditional. He said, I love you if you keep my commandments. Amen?
Amen.
Well, the word if makes it conditional. Because he doesn't love you if you don't keep his commandments. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and then just one after the other false doctrines. So we'll send you a Bible, but not a study Bible, because all the study Bibles that I know are false in one way or the other. Then what?
I am awaiting your response and thanking you for your time and attention. Sincerely, Carlos from Milan, New Mexico.
Right. Now, Bibles, you can study them yourself, and I've studied them, and so you can get the information from them. And then what else?
Next letter's from Accra, Ghana. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How are you? I hope everything is all right. The reason why I'm writing you this letter is that I am a young man of age 21 years old. Well, I was raised in the Osu Children's Home, and due to the lack of food and other amenities, I ran out of the place and joined the street boys because I thought they were getting more money. I later found myself in drug addiction and its trafficking. By then I was 17 years old, so I dropped from school. One morning I heard a knock at my door, just to see a man standing with a holy Bible and some literature. He was a man of God, and he told me more about Jesus and his love for my life. He also gave me more of your literature and your booklet, The Messiah. So I started reading it, and I was transformed and inspired. I repented and gave my life to Christ. So I started going to church with him, and my life is totally changed. I started advancing in my studies by reading more of your literature.
All right, now, you know, we're winning souls by the millions. And who on earth would come against me for winning souls like this and getting them out of drugs and out of lives of crime? You got like three guesses and two don't count. Amen?
Amen.
Who would try to stop this work? And those that want me to stop doing this work, what would you like me to do? Be like you, attacking Christian works, and maybe going back out of the street like this man was, and get on drugs. I never was on drugs before, and live the life of a whoremonger or something like you are? Thanks, but no thanks. Okay,
Amen.
Then what else?
So I was able to break free from my drug addiction due to the love of God in my life. Now I am an elder in the congregation in which I attend church now. For the past years and now, I can feel the call of God to serve as a minister in His congregation one day. So that is why I joined the New Life Bible College as a new student. But I am required to have some materials, which I have tried my best, but it's not enough, and I am not financially sound. So I will like you to help me with two Life Application Study Bibles.
Okay, now. We don't. I've read the Life Study Bible, and there's eternal security in there, which is you can still sin after you're saved. I'm not going to send that to you, young man. I'm not going to send you any study Bible because they all have that sort of thing in them. All right? Just read the Bible. Because the real Bible, the King James Version and the original Greek, Hellenic Greek, and the Hebrew and Aramaic Bibles don't have that sort of thing in them. So I'd rather not send that to you, okay? And then what else?
And one Smith Bible Dictionary, and more of your literature for my education.
Okay, what else?
Pastor Lamo, I promise that after my completion, I will plant a church in your name to the glory of God for His good works in my life.
Oh, just plant it in the name of Jesus. You know, and I don't recommend theological seminaries. We call them theological cemeteries. They do more to destroy people's souls than they ever do to get your soul saved or anybody else's soul saved. I've never known anybody that has really come out of a theological cemetery that is 100% kosher in the eyes of the Lord. Okay, then what?
Hoping to hear from you with a favorable reply. Thanks, and may God richly bless you. Yours in Christ, Mr. Kadaja from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, we'll send you a Bible. We'll send you literature and tapes and the Messiah book, but no study Bibles or anything that you ask for other than the book I said you would be able to receive. Then, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, now let's begin with part 43 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And we're going into the Lord has led me to start reading, because there's so much of this false doctrine by Satan's angels that are standing in pulpits and calling themselves ministers of God. Their God is my devil. Their God is the devil. And so we just got through reading. You go back into the 24th chapter and start reading from that point again in the, verse 39? 29, I mean. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Now this is Jesus talking. He says he's going to come back to earth and pick up his people, just one load full, immediately after the tribulations, all right? After the tribulation period. So we're a little bit into the tribulation. We're in the part where there's wars and rumors of wars. There's more civil wars today in the past 5 years than there has been in history, all of history before. That's why that we know we're in the last days. Amen?
Amen.
There's just so many civil wars today that I can't keep up with them all. Then what else?
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
That's immediately after the tribulation. Okay? And who's going to see that?
All the tribes of the earth.
All the tribes of the earth are going to see him coming. All right? And then what? Come on, read. Keep reading.
And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Mm-hmm. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Well, his elect, there's 144,000 elect of the Jews, but there are many other elect. Okay, some that have been dead and buried for years, and they're going to raise up from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
And so there's many elect, more than 144,000. Then what?
Now learn a parable of the fig tree.
And then he tells all the different signs. Well, some of those signs are right at the first part of chapter 24. Okay. The beginning of chapter 24.
And
verse 1 and 2.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Right. After the death of Jesus, King Titus destroyed Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. And so Jesus was telling them that this was going to happen. Then what?
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you.
Yeah, there's one end of the world, and that's when Jesus comes back. Amen?
Amen.
There's not two ends of the world. Okay, there was one other end of the world before, but there was just one family that lived, and that was Noah and his family. And now he said he's going to come back again, and this time he's going to destroy the world with fire. And only those that are born, those that are saved, those that have accepted Jesus with his Father by the Spirit into their bodies, were going to be the only ones that are going to escape the fire. Okay, so go ahead.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Well, there's many people that say that. Muhammad says that he's more powerful than Christ, and he has deceived many. They say there's a billion people in that deceived organization. Now, because I've been reading this person out, this false religion, well, there's all kinds of Muslims gathering around our churches. Our brothers will go up to them and ask them, is there anything we can help you with, sir? They're parked and they got binoculars and they looked in the back. They came over and looked in the window the other night and they saw a man in the back seat. It was late in the, real early in the morning, about 2 or 3 in the morning. And here the man was back there with a computer typing. And, you know, these people are carrying atomic bombs around with them in briefcases, we're told. How true that is, I don't know. But the Vatican, through Mr. Bush, is irritating, through all the presidents, Clinton and Bush Sr. and Bush Jr., they've been, the Pope has been telling them to go ahead and bomb this country and bomb that country, make up bad reports about everybody, and the whole world's getting ticked off at us, and the very thing that Satan wants is to destroy America. And what better way than to start bombing people's men, women, and children. They're little children. They didn't do anything wrong at all. We know that they're Muslims and they're wrong, and they're but the Lord has called us to preach the gospel to them, because it pleases God that the world would be saved by preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're not against these people, any people. And killing them isn't going to do any good, because whatever we sow, we're going to reap. If you kill all these people, you're going to get killed, Mr. Bush, and you, Pope. You're going to wind up in hell in the lake of fire for doing these things that are the exact opposite of what the Lord tells you to do. All right? So, you know, most of our congregation is former Catholics and Muslims. And they want to kill people. The Lord's word tells us not to kill anybody. But the Quran tells them to kill people if they don't convert to this false religion. And it's very false. And they say they're really more zealous because they have the spirit of Satan. I mean, it seems like the spirit of Satan. People that are possessed by the devil are so zealous. It's just sad that people that are claimed to be of the Lord are not zealous to fight the spirit of Satan with the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
They're so afraid. And the Bible says the fearful and unbelieving will spend eternity in hell. Okay, now let's keep reading.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Well, they said that there's more wars now in the last 5 years than there ever has been in the entire history of the world. Now that would show you that we're living in that this part of the coming of the Lord has come to pass. Okay, it's happening right now. Okay, then what?
See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Right, so... so we know it's not quite yet, but these wars have been going on for accelerated to the point of no return in the past 5 years. Okay, so then what?
For nation shall rise against nation.
Okay, look at how all the nations are rising against each other and how the nations are rising against Israel. Russia, China, all the Arabic countries are rising up against Israel. Now, Iran and all these other countries are rising up against us because we bombed 50. Former President Clinton, said he brags about blowing 50 countries up and slaughtering the millions of people. And so the Pope had him doing that because he's a half-wit. He's a mental case. And the same thing with the Bushes and all these presidents. You cannot be a president unless you're a humble follower of the devil, the Pope. All right? And so that means you're a half-wit. And so they've followed the Pope's teaching to blow all these countries up. And now these people are ticked off at us. They don't have the money that the Vatican does. The Vatican banks have got so much money. And they are giving it to the United States. That's where our national debt comes from, is because the Vatican loaned us money years ago to get into World War II. We know that Hitler was going crazy over there, and he was a Catholic, and he hated Jews like the Vatican does. Like Satan does, because it was through the Jews that the Messiah came to the world. And the Lord is calling 144,000 of us Jews. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman. I'm a Jew. And I changed my name to Tony Alamo years ago when I went into the entertainment industry as a singer. And so because of the fact that the Vatican came and asked the United States, you people want to loan you some money so you can open up ammunition factories and build planes and everything to fight Hitler. Here they're giving Hitler money to wage war on the world, and then they said, you better watch out for Hitler, he's getting strong. You want to borrow some money? Yes, we do. And then all of a sudden the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor under the instructions of the Pope. And they said, you want some money to fight the Japs? Yes, we do. And so we borrowed an enormous amount of money, and they says, we'll loan you the money, but we want to know how you're going to pay us back. So the President of the United States, under the influence of the Pope, says, well, we'll raise taxes, and we'll give you the money then, but how do we know that you'll pay us? And they says, well, you suggest to us how we should pay you. Well, we want to start an organization, and we want it we have to be in the charge of collecting the taxes. So they formed the IRS. That's a Vatican organization. It's not part of our government at all. So they came in and started the IRS. And so the IRS naturally comes against me because I'm pulling the lid off of the Vatican, who loaned the money and started the war, and loaned the money to Hitler in Japan, gave them instructions of what to do, and then loaned us the money to fight him. It'd be the best man win. And he gave the money to the Vatican, gave the money to the to Hitler, so that he could annihilate the Jews. Hitler stated, all I'm doing is just what the Vatican's been trying to do for years, and that's to annihilate all the Jews. That's a famous statement of Hitler, okay? And so here we have this great national debt, and it just keeps escalating all the time because of all these wars that we, the United States, under the instructions of the Pope, are waging on all these countries with fictitious reasonings from Satan himself, the Pope. Satan lives right in the body of that Pope, and also in the bodies of hundreds of millions of other people. And the Lord lives in my body and in millions and millions of other Christians. But you know, we have to know these things in order to be able to resist Satan. So you'll say, well, are you telling us not to pay taxes? Oh no. The Lord says, give a tribute to this weasel, you know, lest we offend them. But that's all they're getting is money. When the breath goes out of their body, they're right square in hell, in the lake of fire, okay? So don't fail to pay your taxes. And that's why I paid taxes, and that's why I say they railroaded me. I'm not telling you not to pay taxes, because Jesus tells you to pay taxes. Amen? As a matter of fact, Mary and Joseph were on their way to Bethlehem of Judea to pay taxes. Amen?
Amen.
So if Mary and Joseph did it, and they were following the law of God, well then, these particular increments of the law, well then, we should do it also. Amen? Amen. And Jesus said, give tribute unto Caesar. That means money. Give him his stinking money. That's all he's got. But he did say, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. All God told us to do is give a few bucks to Satan, to the Caesar, to the Pope, and to this government, and to any other government. But give unto God that which is God's. Well, what does God say we have to give him? Give him all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. That means everything we give to the Lord, except we can give Caesar's a few bucks, okay? But everything else goes to God. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, a few bucks. And render unto God that which is God's. That means everything. All right?
Yes.
Okay, now what?
For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom.
Yeah, that's happening right now. Amen?
Amen.
Look at all the kingdoms that are rising and threatening. And Russia, China, and then all these other little countries. Iran, Iraq, Turkey, all the different countries. Okay, then what?
And there shall be famines and pestilences.
Well, there's famines over in Africa and India. I mean, people are starving to death over there, and here in the United States. One out of four children in the United States go to bed hungry. that's why there's organizations like Feed the Children and Armful of Help and all these other organizations like that feed people. Okay, then what?
And pestilences and earthquakes.
Pestilences, that means all kinds of diseases. The rate of diseases have, a pestilence has arisen to the point to where the pharmaceutical agencies and the scientists can't even keep up with them. People are dying like flies, if you only knew. Now there's the bird flu coming. There's heart disease, leukemia, cancer, sugar diabetes. People are dying of that all the time. Heart failures. Men's hearts shall fail them for fear in these last days. And then the thyroid trouble of your mother and the diabetes she has and the heart trouble. She passes out all the time in our church. It was almost a monthly event. Amen? Okay, then what?
And earthquakes in diverse places.
Okay, they're trying to hush that up. They say there's around 10,000 earthquakes a day. If you don't think you're in the end times, well, buddy, there's something wrong with you. Then what else?
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
So we're in the past the beginning of sorrows because there's also tsunamis. Now the earth has been twisted according to, what's his name?
Hal Lindsey.
And I'm not one of his fans, but I liked that book, Late Great Planet Earth, right up to the point where he started telling about how that, you can still sin and go to heaven. He's out of his mind. So he knows about Bible prophecy, but he sure doesn't know the word. Okay, then what else?
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted.
Well, I've been delivered up and afflicted. I've been put in jail so many times for just passing out literature, gospel literature, and so have our people. And then I've been put in prison for telling people who the devil is so that you could resist him, all right? And so that he could flee from you. Then what?
And shall kill you, and ye shall be hated.
Well, they're killing Christians like flies over in China and over in these other. They're threatening to kill a man over. What country is that? Pakistan?
Afghanistan.
They're threatening to put him to death because they say anyone that converts to Christianity is to be put to death. Why not? They don't say. If anyone converts to Buddhism, that you have to be put to death. Why only Christianity? Because that's the only truth on the face of this earth. There's no name given among man but the name of Christ that you could be saved. You can't be saved by the name of Buddha or Muhammad or Mary Baker Eddy or the Pope. Only Christ. Okay? There's only one name that you can be saved through, and that's Christ. He's the only one that is deity. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Christ is the fullness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's the life-giving Spirit. He's the one and only life-giving Spirit. He's the only one that can save your soul. He's the only one that died on the cross to save your soul, so that his perfect blood, which was human blood that was made perfect because he kept all the commandments, is the detergent strong enough to take away your sins, your former sins. But after he takes them away, you have to go and sin no more, elsewise there won't be any more forgiveness for you. But he gives you the power to keep the commandments. And the Lord tells us, gives us commands to do other things that are not written in the Bible. He says that you cannot receive everything that I've told you thus far, and the Bible, you have to go by that as well, but he says that the Comforter will come and teach you all things, because the Lord is doing a new thing in these last days. Now, he's not going to go against his word and tell you to kill somebody. You hear these women saying, God told me to kill my children. That wasn't the Lord, that was the devil that told him to do that. Or the Lord told them to put somebody to death, help them commit suicide. That was the devil that told them that. Or they'll say that they saw Mary. That wasn't the Lord, that was the devil. The Lord, the Catholics exalt Mary. God doesn't. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who are my brethren, the ones that serve the Lord? And that he said, yes, your mother's out there. And he just called her, you know, who is my mother? Who are my brethren? Amen?
Amen.
Those that serve the Lord. And he called her woman, not mother. Amen?
Amen.
Woman, behold your son. Amen?
Amen.
Hanging on the cross. Because she was an incubator that the Lord, as a human with God in him, was born. But she's not the mother of God. God created her. She didn't create God or bring him forth at all. The Spirit of God entered into her the same way that the Spirit enters us when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And then the Lord grows in us just like he grew in Mary in the flesh. Now, he doesn't grow up as one that we give birth to, but in the flesh, but we are the flesh that he lives in. We're the temple of God. And he's in us, Christ with his Father by the Spirit, and his life is living in us, but we are members of his body, a corporate body of people that believe in Jesus, and he enters us, and that's how to have God's life living in you, is when you say the prayer at the end of this program. That's the first step. And then he grows as you read the word up into the fullness of the stature of Christ. If you continue on in him, then he'll continue on in you. If you don't continue on in him, he will not continue in living in you either. So many people says, well, the Lord says he'll never leave or forsake you or them, you or me. But he would if we were leave and forsake him. He'll depart, and he'll allow seven other devils with the one that was first cast out of you to enter back into you. And I can guarantee you the Lord will not be living in you after that happens. All right? Okay, then what?
And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Well, we are hated of all nations for the Lord's sake. Look at the two witnesses in the book of Revelation, chapter 11. That everybody's going to send gifts one to another after their Satan rises up and kills them. He's going to kill them because they torment the people of the world by preaching this word. Amen? Amen. And then what?
And then shall many be offended.
Yeah, many are offended at this word. How many of you out there are offended at the things I say? Now and then I get letters from people saying, I'm offended because you stated that Mary was nothing more than a little Jewish girl and an incubator that God used to incubate Jesus. That's all she was, and if you're offended, that's too bad. God, Jesus said, blessed is he that is not offended in me. I'm telling you the truth, the only truth whereby you're able to get saved. All right? Then what?
Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another.
And that's what they're doing. There's a bunch of people that fell away from our church, and they have absolutely betrayed us, and they're fighting us because Satan has entered into them with seven more devils, and they can't stop doing what they're doing because their God, their new God, Satan, is like pushing them to do it. It's like this giant force. Satan becomes a force if God is not in you. Once the Lord enters into you, then Satan's power is broken. It's completely done away with. And you become more than a conqueror in him. But if you turn back on the Lord, you turn your back on him and start thumbing your nose at God, Satan will enter in you full force and 700 times percent, 700 times more. It's seven devils, which means 700% more. 100% is one devil. And then seven more on top of that, that's 700% more of Satan that enters in you. And the last state of you, the state with eight demons in you, is far worse than when you first got saved. And you won't be able to repent. And that's what's happening with these people that are falsely accusing us. They are totally and completely controlled by satanic power, which is nothing to us because we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. And what is the word of our testimonies? Jesus, the word of God, is the word of our testimony. If we stop preaching the word and we start attacking the church, you are of the devil. You have blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and you're doing exactly what the Antichrist government wants you to do, and there's no way that you can possibly repent. You're lost. and that tribe of you people out there that are coming against not only our church, but any other spirit-filled church, you're lost and lost forever. There's no possible way you can make it back. And that's why when the sister tonight was telling you about how she saw her mother's, that her mother had gone to hell, and this dream came back three times, which is a sure sign that that's from the Lord, that she saw. That's why she was sobbing so much, because she loved her mother, but her mother sold her soul because her husband is doesn't want to work, and he wants to join up with the government that will give him money and aid them and give them some food. It's like Esau selling his soul for a bowl of porridge. Isn't it sick? To blaspheme the Holy Spirit, to be attacking the house of God, when people that knew the Lord should be giving all their power unto the body of Christ to help people, help the withered ones in the church to recover and to fight against this satanic antichrist one world cult in Rome, the Catholic Vatican and its government, which is the United Nations, and the majority of the news media. You have blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and the Bible states that there's no forgiveness for that sin in this world, nor is it forgivable in the world to come. Now, I pray that if these people haven't gone too far, that they could repent. Oh, Father, if there's any possible way that her mother can repent and Lee King can repent, I pray that this is if it happens. But if they've blasphemed the Holy Spirit, I pray not for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, let's start reading again a little bit more here.
And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
Right, they're deceiving many. These people that were once Christians and have Satan living in them, they become false prophets. And they're really, when Jesus said they really deceive them, people really do believe them, to the point to where they're deceived. They actually believe them to the point to that they're deceived. And they shall deceive many. And these former Christians are the ones that are helping the government, the world government, cult, and media to deceive people. And there's no greater tool that Satan has in his hand is to use former Christians. Those are the most diabolical bunch of bastards. And the Bible says that a bastard is a man, one that doesn't have a father. They don't have our Heavenly Father as their father anymore. They're lost and gone forever. Then what?
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
And because sin is so abundant, the love, the keeping of God's commandments, will what?
Wax cold.
Hardly anybody keeps the commandments. I could say that at least half the people in my church do not keep the commandments of the Lord. They, in one way or the other, break the commandments during the day, every day. And the Lord says that that if you break one commandment, you've broken them all. They usurp authority. They don't report things. It's like what the Lord says has no meaning to it whatsoever. And what a time for people to become cold. Now then what else?
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Those that endure keeping the Lord's commandments to the end are the ones that will be saved. Not the ones that say the prayer and go into a church and say, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah, and sing these songs and clap their hands and say, hallelujah, and all this kind of stuff. Not those, but those that endure hardship like a good soldier. Those that, if you get thrown in prison, don't think that it's a strange thing that these fiery trials come upon you. Because these are the things that are the norm. These are normal things. And the Lord showed me that this was the destiny, that I was going to suffer a terrible persecution and character assassination and prison and everything. That's what all these dark clouds were. I didn't know what it was going to be. And possibly a bullet through my skull. But those that continue on, even to the bullet in the skull or the heart or wherever they're going to put the bullet, those are the only ones that are going to be saved. If you faint, if you stop serving the Lord between now and the time that you go out to meet God, you're not saved. Only those that continue to the end keep the commandments. So you shouldn't take the least of the commandments as nothing much, because you've got to train yourself to keep all the commandments, every one of them. Amen?
Amen.
Keep yourself clean and keep yourself covered under the blood of Jesus in the Spirit. All right? And then what?
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world.
Okay, now there's a prediction of television. This gospel is one of the final signs, shall be preached all over the world. That gospel now is being preached all over the world, but there's a lot of heresy that's mingled in with the gospel that's being preached all over the world. I listen to the TBN and the Christian Broadcasting and the Bible Channel and all this, and I hear so much heresy on those channels that it's unbelievable. I hear some truth, but I hear a whole lot of fallacy. So not only is the gospel being preached, but so is heresy. And that's why you have to read your Bible, so that you're going to be able to determine what they're saying that is wrong and that what is right. There's never a time that I turn the television onto these gospel networks that I don't find something to be upset about that they're saying that is false. Praise the Lord. And it's horrible. It's horrible. Now, one of the things... people think I'm picking on Reverend Hagee. He's more on than most of them are, but he says we have to be loyal to the United States of America. You mean loyal? In other words, to stick up for them when we're bombing nations all over the world? Are we supposed to be loyal to that? Mm-hmm. If we're Christians? Now, if you're just... rednecks, or somebody said, yeah, we're no matter right or wrong, we're the USA and all that kind of stuff, that's redneck talk, man. Okay, but I'm loyal to the USA by exposing the evil that is in this country, because if people will listen to me, which is actually the Lord talking to you, and stop bombing other countries and start being friendly. In order to have friends, you have to show yourself to be friendly, the Lord said. Amen?
Amen.
So we're not showing ourselves to be friendly. We hear some unfounded rumor, and so we start bombing the tar out of a place, And it doesn't make any difference if we kill a bunch of women and children and men. It doesn't mean anything at all. Only our kids over here are precious. Well, to them, we're not precious, and that's why there's going to be little guys dressed up in these little continental suits carrying briefcases down the street. And they're so ticked off at us that they're willing to sacrifice their lives to blow us to ground level. Okay? Ground zero. So, be wise, and be loyal to the United States of America by getting saved, and be loyal mainly to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Not to a bunch of devils that have entered into our government and has taken orders from the Pope. Because that, to me, is not the United States, the original United States of America. We were founded on the Bible. But this is turned around now to where these people that are running this country are out and out devils, taking orders from the chief devil in this world today, the Pope. Okay, now let's read something from the 25th chapter. Well, where were you at here in 24?
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
See, we're sending my literature, and it's 100% gospel everywhere to around 200 countries in the world. And we really got a lot of responses on our website. It's way up in the tens of thousands. Okay. Well, okay, and then let's read one or two more scriptures here, because I see my time is up. I'll just hurry up.
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation.
And that's the Vatican running everything. That's the abomination. The Bible says that the Vatican is the abomination, the mother of every abomination on earth. And abomination means very bad sins. Okay, when you see the abomination that makes everything in the world desolate, it makes everything that's decent and kind and beautiful and loyal to God. Now, Haggai says, be loyal to the USA. Haggai, you should be preaching, be loyal to God, okay? And if you do, you're going to be rebuking this nation and every other nation in the world. But we're stirring up a lot of strife, and you should stop listening to Bush that you say that we should support. Because Bush is like 100% diplomat for the Vatican, okay? And that's all we have time for today. Now, at those of you that really want to be loyal to the United States of America, but first be loyal to God. And then start being loyal to the United States of America by preaching the truth to them. Amen?
Amen.
Not by siding in with their evils that they're doing to everybody in the world, by following the Pope. So you can have God's life living in you. All you have to do is just say this prayer. This is step number one to become regenerated or born again of the Spirit, saved. Say this, these words to the Lord. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the Lord shall be saved, your word says. And I am calling upon you, and therefore I know that you hear everything because you're the wind, you're the breath, and you're spirit. And therefore I know you've heard me. You're everywhere. And I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now just lift your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We're living in the end times, and praise the Lord you just received. Write a note to us or email us or whatever, and let us know that you received the Lord by listening to this broadcast. And now I told you at the beginning of the program that you could receive four different ways of how to get this program, number 145. Tell them, please.
You can go to alamoministries.com. You can write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
All right, now you know how to receive literature and a Bible from us, and the Messiah book, and tapes. And you can also listen to these tapes on our website. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for part 44 of How to Have God's Life Living You. And until tomorrow, this is Pastor, World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.